And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way this morning. As we said at the beginning of the show, if you didn't catch up with us, Pete Gray is on the big trip right now down in Patagonia, trout fishing, hiking, enjoying some amazing country. We'll look forward to hearing from him hopefully in the coming weeks, but he's going to be out for a couple of shows. And then Corey, you know, my co-host is usually sitting next to us here, is down in El Salto on our great Let's Talk Hookup cast tours trip. So we'll look forward next week to having Corey back in the studio and get the report from them. So today, you just got me and Chauncey, man. We're having a great time. Captain Chauncey Priel from the CJ out of Channel Island Sport Fishing. Been a great show so far. Lots of fun. I really like having Chauncey on here. Second time here on Let's Talk Hookup. Last time we got a good rundown of the CJ, and I mean, I like your guys' style. Small boat, comfortable, competitive, love fishing, great atmosphere. Like it's very clear. You come across that you just have a good vibe on the boat, and you know, I can tell you like to have a lot of fun with your guys, and you guys like to fish, man. You get after them, and I just think it's a really cool thing. We're stoked to have you.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's always a pleasure to be here, and I'll get the opportunity, and you know. Some could even just hear the stories and hear how we run the boat. And I'm fortunate to have the customers I have that are, you know, that support me, and they love the style I fish, and you know.
It's fun, man.
Yeah, no, we look forward to it, you know, and I look forward to it, so.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we love talking about it. And we love to hear from you, man. If you want to call us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Phones have been absolutely packed the entire show. They are full right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity for you to get through in the second hour. Again, 213-432-1090. Also, you can text the show. Text your questions. Only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your Android or your iPhone. Text the show, and make sure you include your contact info as well, because we have a killer prize at the end of the show today. Basically, how it works is when the show ends, Chauncey's going to flip a coin, and that's going to designate whether the prize goes to the caller or to the texter at the end of the show today. And what a prize it is. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a handmade Anza fillet knife and a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on the Roll. And again, a huge thanks to our buddy Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll. Such a rad spot. And we're just really excited and proud to get to give that away. So, hey, without further ado, we got a great friend on the line and some big events coming up. And that's the PCS Sport Fishing Festival. Our buddy Bill DePriest on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Man, well, it's going really good. We're excited to hear from you. It's man, it's damn near showtime. The countdown is really getting here for the big PCS show, and we are really excited. And you've been doing a fantastic job with your social media, kind of frothing everybody up, talking about how big the show is going to be. And man, this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, I mean, if you've been to our show in the past, we always produced a fun, great show, typically in a building or so. Last year, we bumped it up to three hulls, and this year, we went ahead and brought in sport boats, sport boat landings, freshwater fishing, along with the salt, and more boats, and we took the entire Orange County Fairgrounds, so seven hulls, 217,000 square feet.
That's unbelievable, and it's always been a cool saltwater-focused show, which was like kind of the stuff that we always love talking about on Let's Talk Hookup, and it's always been a great show, but it really, in the last 2 years, turned the corner to be an all-encompassing everything, freshwater, saltwater, sport boats, long-range, inshore, offshore, killer seminars. I mean, it's really covering all bases now.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, even on the boat side, you know, we have everything from small aluminums up to, you know, the new 43 Mag Bay that they're launching for the first time on the West Coast. So it's just everything from the regular angler that goes to Santa Ana River Lakes, who's at our show and loves Turner's Outdoorsman, all the way up to the saltwater guys that love, you know, Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the saltwater gear.
Yeah, well, we're really excited. This will be our first time at Fisherman's Landing Tackle coming to the show, and I love it. I mean, you know, you have a you know, all of the halls are dedicated to everything. You'll find things in every building at the show, but you know, you designed one of them kind of that really focused around saltwater sport fishing.
Yeah, we have a few like that. The building that you guys are in is going to have a lot of the sport boats, a lot of the landings. It's going to have a lot of the big brands that you guys love, the Seeker rods and the, you know, the CalStars and these buildings are going to be absolutely packed full. The thing that we're so proud of is that, you know, these are all industry booths. We have very few booths that are non-endemic to what we do. I mean, it is
hard,
you know, 99%. Yeah, it's awesome.
We're really excited. How on earth are you putting a 43-foot private boat in the show? Like, how are you even making that happen?
That's actually going to be in our hangar building, and it's going to be right alongside of a Valhalla, which is the big center console that Vikings building.
Get
so
out of here.
It's going to be cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
That's awesome. And the show, I know, has always been known for seminars. You guys always do a fantastic job of putting seminar speakers together. Again, will that cover all spans? Are you doing freshwater and saltwater as well?
Yeah, everything from trout and bass all the way up to the saltwater stuff. I know on the bass end, you know, we have Butch Brown, who's like the king of big bass in our area. And up in the saltwater stuff, we've got Dwayne and the guys from Pinnacle doing tuna. Brandon and the guys from the bike doing tuna as well. We're just trying to really bring in everybody from the industry and give out great information. And the Captain's Concept guys are going to be on the stage talking the sport boat stuff. So it's just a real lot of the stuff that you really love. And the thing we're really proud of is also bringing in Cutwater Spirits as our presenting sponsor this year. That's a really exciting new development. Yeah.
That's awesome. I know Yusef's a great friend of the show, and those guys really do support kind of all things our community. I mean, they are very much fishermen. I can tell you that because they're customers of the store and they're buddies, and we've been fishing with them too. And that's great news, man. What a great brand to have associated with your killer show.
Yeah. The other thing that we're doing that we're real proud of is Friday evening, we're doing a big party for the vendors. And the focus of it is to raise money for War Heroes on Water, which is Anthony Shea's charity that he put together to take care of these vets when they come back and get them out on boats to fish. And we're really proud to help out and raise money for that as well.
Awesome. Bill, we can't wait. We're really excited. And little longer show hours, extended everything because it's gotten so big. Maybe give us a rundown of the dates and the times. And again, you can't miss it because it took over the entire Orange County Fairgrounds. There's nothing left building-wise that you haven't taken over. But give us a rundown of where and when in the particulars.
So it is at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. You might know it as the Orange County Fairgrounds. It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 2nd through the 5th. Thursday and Friday, the hours are 12 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 7. And Sunday is 10 to 5.
Awesome.
And our website is sportfishingfestival.com. You can get tickets on there and get all your updates. And we're really excited to have everyone out. And we appreciate the support of the industry.
We can't wait. I know on behalf of Fisherman's Lining Tackle, we're really excited to have a big booth there and get in all the sales and see the fun. And, man, I just think it's going to be a great one. And, man, keep us up to date. I know that you guys are constantly adding. And as some cool stuff comes along, don't be a stranger. Call us and keep us up to date. We're really excited about the show. And I think you're doing a great job, Bill.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your guys' show.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to following along. And, again, great social media follow if you're wanting to get kind of fired up about what's coming on in the shows. They've done a really good job of kind of covering who's there and getting everybody all excited for the show. So great job, Bill. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you real soon. With that, let's jump back into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid for Chauncey. Your shot to get through is at 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, good job, Rick. Going solo today, man. You're doing a great job there, buddy. But I got a couple of things here today, Rick. If I was to go up to the Channel Islands, Chauncey, Skipper, I want to know, is there a hotel? I would probably stay two or three nights because, you know, the ride is a little long for me. But is there a hotel you can recommend? That's one part. And the other thing I would like to pass on to the listeners is when you fish on these boat fish on 1 day, 2 day, 3 day boats, the crew could be your best friend. They can give you all the information, dropper loop, fly line, what pound test. Those guys do it every day, and they're the authority on the water. Go to the crew and ask your fishing questions when you get on any boat. But anyway, I kind of wanted to just pass that on. Skipper, yeah, like I said, I'm looking for a hotel up there, if you could recommend one. And also, Rick, sushi on a roll, man, Jeff Roberto. You know, I live about 3 minutes away, and I think he probably wishes I lived a little further because I hang there quite a bit. You know, he has a beautiful little Japanese market there with the sushi bar with about 6 chairs, and I go in there and, oh, yeah, I'll sample this, I'll sample that. Anyway, we all know Jeff's the best. And, you know, I've been in there, Rick, and seen that king salmon come from Vancouver, Canada, Alaska, yellowtail. Some of his customers want that Japanese yellowtail, and Jeff gets that for him. Anyway, top-notch operation, and I feel very fortunate that I live so close. But anyway,
no doubt, Jim. We'll appreciate it very much, and we appreciate the phone call. What about that, Chauncey? If somebody wants to come up, make a weekend out of it, is there places plenty close to stay to Channel Islands?
You know, there's multiple places you can stay. Recommendations? I would say you it would suit everybody different.
Sure.
So you know, go online and check out the hotels, motels, you know, nearby.
But that's the
pick, yeah, Ryan. Pick for what suits you the best.
A couple of buds can go up and stay in a cheap place and not have to spend a ton of dough. Right. Or if you want to make a weekend with the family, you can stay somewhere nice all the same.
Right, perfect. Absolutely.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Hey, a great text came through. This one says, I got a question for Chauncey. I live in Ventura, and I'm really looking forward to catching more calico bass this year out of the Channel Islands. Would you say is the best time of year for bass fishing? What are the ideal conditions, and how do you target them on the CJ? That's all from Andy in Los Crudos.
Oh, Andy, okay. you know, what time of the year, I mean, water starts warming up. I mean, it could start early, it can, you know, end up all the way to the end of the year. I mean, I would say June would start, you know, getting more, you know, as the water stays more, you know, gets more warmer. But I mean, that's how I stick it, you know, June on for the next few months from June, so.
And then the conditions can vary there within. Right. I mean, you know, you have good current and clean water, you're going to be having some good bass fishing. And
You don't want it too clean.
Okay.
You know, you don't want it, if you can look in the water and it's crystal clear, it's not good. But you do want a fair amount of current, you know, whether it's going up or down. And then you go and pick the spot from there.
What's the ideal water? Is it clean green? Is it off color? Is it dingy? Is it that turquoise sea bass water? Like, what do you really like?
I mean, I like it when it's blue too. But you don't, if it's crystal clear, a lot of times it's just like, it's not
too
clean,
much.
Right.
It's aquarium
clean,
looking.
It could be absolutely clean green. It could be clean blue. I mean, if you can see the bottom, sometimes it's just like, no, you want a little dusted up in there.
Okay. I like it. That's a good one. I appreciate that very much. Well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to KJ, who's calling us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Chauncey, my man, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Let me tell you something about Chauncey and his boat. He is the hardest working captain out there, by far. He is a gangster up in the water. But I got a question for you, Chauncey. You know, on our trip we had last year, thank God I had I picked a good day where it was a new moon, and we went and whacked the sea bass, and we got limits. So my question to you, what do you feel is the best moon phase on average to go out there and try to, if you're going to pick a date to go white sea bass fishing, what moon phase do you feel would be probably the most productive or consistent?
What a great question.
You know what? This is one thing in my career that I haven't really paid much mind to. I'm not going to lie, but I would just say just if it's a full moon, I mean, I don't like the full moon. You know, I know a lot of my passengers picked that moon phase, and I know you hit that one right in the dot. So I would stick away from the full. I mean, I would stay away from the full moon, and that's just my idea about all that stuff in the moon phases.
how far? Like how much? So full moon maybe is not your favorite.
No.
When
not.
How far off of it do you feel comfortable again? Is it a couple of days?
Yeah,
I mean, like a couple of days before, a couple of days after.
Yeah, a few days.
And that doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that you're not going to catch them.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
I'm sure, like everything you talk about, you know, you maybe the new moon's your favorite, and sometimes you go on the new moon and it's terrible, and the full moon's not your favorite. Sometimes you go on that trip and you crush them. I mean, it's not the end all be all, but.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, just a few days. I don't know. I noticed a lot of times that every time that you know, I had some days and people were talking about moons, it just happened to be like, it's a full moon, you know.
I gotta say, a full moon is a great excuse when we didn't catch them.
Right,
when
right.
we did catch them, well, it's because I'm a badass, and of course I put you on them, no problem.
That's right,
but
that's right.
if we didn't catch them, it's like, well, the moon was full. I mean, nobody could have caught them today.
Right.
You know, it's not our fault.
That's
yeah,
it.
Catch good fishing on the full moon is because I did a good job. Bad fishing on a full moon is because the moon screwed us.
Exactly.
I like it. Hey, with that said, we're gonna find out what's biting out there. It's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Your saltwater guy. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Pro San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They do smoked and jerky fish. There's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the tuna burgers, pokey kit, more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. We got the man. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Always love having
thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
What's going on?
Hey, it was good to hear Bill. I will be at that show also, Rick. I'll be there every day. I'll be at my booth, me and Kelly Girl, and I'll be speaking on the stage every day of the show. So make
sure
you guys show up and come see me. I promise I'll put on a great show, and I will entertain you. I promise you that. But
that is a promise that I know that you will keep, no doubt.
Yes, indeed. But, hey, gang, as far as the fishing goes, I know we got a little bit of weather right now, but the lobster fishing has just been incredible, absolutely incredible. Those that are following our simple little game plan and going out there and fishing between the weather are just having a phenomenal time right now. The crawl is on, and it's really, really fun lobster fishing, both at Catalina and on the beach. In the harbors, it's been really good. Long Beach, L.A. Harbor, and San Diego Harbor, we've gotten just tons and tons of phenomenal reports. And then as far as the fishing goes, in between the breaks, the sand bass and the calico bass are trying to bite up there at Isers Reef and on the Horseshoe and Huntington Beach. Down there in San Diego, the half-day boats are having pretty decent counts in between the weather. So I know as soon as everything calms down, it's just going to go bananas. And, Chauncey, I know you're excited because I know that squid has just been full speed up there at the Channel Islands. There's been so much squid this year. It's absolutely incredible. And I was talking to my good friend Don Brockman, and there's really – right now, there's no market for the squid. The market has been flooded, so they're not really hammering the squid like they were on the Saner. So that bodes very well for that sea bass at the Channel Islands. It's going to be an incredible year. And if you got an opportunity, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling, but if you got an opportunity, you better book Chauncey quick because, gang, everybody knows that knows about sea bass, what's gone on at the Channel Islands this year. The squid fishing has been historic, the amount of squid up there. And it's still there. It's just not getting hammered by the seiners like it was.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for you today.
Yeah, good dope. Well, we appreciate that, as always. And, man, Dave, there's so much to cover. Really excited to hear about you being at PCS. That'll be fun. We'll look forward to doing that. And like you say, we just got to get through this little bit of stretch of funky weather, and we'll get right back on them. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to keep up with everything you're doing at Your Saltwater Guide, how do we do that?
Gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We do a live show every single day, Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock. We got lots of great guests. We had Todd Manzer on the other day. We had Ryan from Slade A on the other day. We got a guy named Anthony Shea going to be on next week. We got a guy named Billy Kay going to be on. So you may want to check it out, yoursaltwaterguide.com.
There it is. Appreciate it, Dave. Great job, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much. See you guys.
But appreciate that. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. And if you want to get in on all that great fish dope action with fishdope.com, you can sign up now and save $20 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space. Hook Up Now saves you $20 off of a new membership. And I want to remind you that it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, they've got the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Phones are packed up. If you want to get a chance, this is probably your best opportunity to get a phone call through since the beginning of the show. We have two lines open right now, haven't since the beginning, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Chauncey, but also your opportunity to get in for that killer prize. Again, one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a handmade Anza fillet knife and a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on the Roll. And a big thanks to Jeff and the people for Anza for making that happen. Let's jump back into the text. Says, good morning, guys. Got a couple of questions. I see no galley on board, but there is a microwave, and you can bring your own food, which I think will be a lot of fun. My question is, do you guys provide beverages, coffee, soda, water, beer, or should we bring a cooler for that? And then my second part of my question is, can you go over casting jigs for sea bass? That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Oh, absolutely. So, we'll have water in the boat, but we recommend everybody to bring their own beverages, whatever it may be. And we have a cooler in the front, but if you need a cooler, you can bring your own cooler. We do permit it. And if you need to use ours, you can use ours.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee we provide. We have a microwave. And as far as casting jigs for, you know, any type of, you know, I'll fish the Meg 12 baits, and I'll fish, you know, big hammers, whatever it may be. You know, we'll run you through it when we start fishing.
Mm-hmm.
What could I tell you? Go in color, depending on what we're catching on. If it's on squid, obviously I fish, you know, the glow in the darks, the whites, and anything that's going to come in color that's as close to the bait they're eating. And that's how, you know, we fish those fish.
Okay.
So, once we get there, like I said, casting wise, I'll show you guys what to do. But can I explain it to you? Just everything changes.
It's a feel and a show.
Right,
thing.
Right. Okay. And you got to kind of. You do whatever it takes to get bit.
And it seems like you set your customers up on so many different styles of fishing based on what the conditions are.
Right.
You know, you talked about your run and gun. You talked about slider fishing. You talked about leadhead fishing. You talked about lure fishing. Like,
right.
Seems like there's a lot of different opportunities based on what they give you.
Right, yeah. And we fish the fluke as well.
Okay.
I mean, so there's different ways to fish it, and everything comes in a different style. So, you know, once you figure it out. Like one day they'll want a sharp swing on it. Another day they want it just slow. And everything's about adjusting. Everything's adjusting. So, you know, I have everybody doing something different until we figure out what's the key. And once we figure it out, then we attack it.
I dig it. Appreciate it. Again, a great text, and appreciate that very much. From Jeff in Huntington Beach. Hey, Sandy is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up here. Good morning, Sandy. Looks like we might have lost there. So how about we jump back into the phone, talk to Hills. Hills called us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey and Rick.
Morning. What's up, Hills?
My question. Hey, great show. Really appreciate hearing Chauncey again, and I'm looking forward to get out there with him. You guys were starting to touch on the dragon. I didn't quite hear what you were saying, but I was down at Harrison's Reef, Deep Hole area, and I hooked a really, I think it was a big one, and I pulled the hook, and then my buddy was yelling at me, your drag was too tight, you know, and I'm like, oh, man. So I was going to ask about kind of like drag strategy, and also do you ever go south down towards Malibu, because there's a...
What about that? Can you go over drag strategy again? Second part, do you ever fish south, or is it always more up around the island?
I fish more around the islands when the fish is... Wherever the fish are at. Wherever the fish are at. Yellows, tight drags, very tight drag. You know, just beyond, you know, before the breaking point, obviously. And that's just to make sure that keep them out of structure and you know, you want to have pretty tight drags and yellows. Sea bass, lighter drags. The less you pull on them, the less they'll shake their head. And that's the idea. A lot of times they don't go for structure. They'll shoot up. They'll shoot up in the water column. They'll go up to, you know, the surface. They'll swim in the top. And that's the idea of it. Just let them tire themselves out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they will not, you know, swim to structure unless you're right around kelp. And that's when you butted it down a little more.
You talked about liking to have a big hook. And I mean, I think that's such a big deal too. When you're talking about mostly Spectra and real short top shots, you take a lot of the stretch that would be in your line out of it. You know, there's not a lot of stretch and not a lot of forgiveness, which, you know, you couple that with a tight drag and just like Hills was talking about, you're going to pull some hooks.
Right.
And, having a big hook with a bigger barb really helps keep that hook into those fish. And, you know, sea bass are big head shaking SOBs. I mean, you got to, especially if you hook them with a sinker or if you did hook them with a jig, I mean, they shake off, and that's one of the things they do. And I really like your approach. Put a big hook in them so they don't pull it off, and just let them go do their thing. When they get tired of rolling around, they'll come back. They'll just come right back to the boat.
Well, exactly. That's what it is. You know, the bigger the hook, the deeper it's going to drive. Mm-hmm. The smaller the hook, the smaller it's going to drive. So they got soft mouths, and they will freight through the line with their teeth. That's one of the reasons too. You know, I mean, a lot of times that you get bit, I tell everyone don't swing. Don't swing because they don't bite your bait, inhale them. Mm-hmm. They suck them in. So, you know, if you're right there and you're going to swing, you're going to swing and pull it right out their mouth. So, you know, the moment you get bit, you just keep it tight. They'll shut their mouth when they take off and pretty much you got them on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You put one of those big 7-0s in there, you got a good chance of that thing coming aboard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into it. This was kind of on that hook question, and man, Norman, this is a pretty deep dive on hooks. So Norman has a question for Captain Chauncey. It says, which one you just covered perfectly was, how do you like to set the hook on something as big as a 7-0? Do you let the fish run or set it themselves? Also, do you prefer J hooks versus circle, straight versus offset, and then extra strong heavy duty wire or light wire? It's a very deep dive on hooks, and that's all from Norman in San Diego. I think Norman's as sea bass crazy as maybe Chauncey is.
Right. I like thicker hooks, bigger hooks, offset. I do not like circle hooks, but some people, that's what their specialty is in. If you're gonna use a circle hook, I'd rather be like a 10-aught circle hook, something large.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because,
you like getting a big bite.
Right, right. And don't swing. Like I said, that's the main key to it. You don't swing. Because a lot of people are swinging, they're pulling that, you know, they think it's biting their hook. It's not biting it. You know, they're sucking it in, they're sucking it in. And I've seen them eat red crab, do all that stuff. I mean, all they do is inhale. They flare their gills up, they suck it in, and they shut their mouth, that's when they're going. Don't set the hook. Once it starts running, that hook will set itself. I mean, if you're going to pull after you got it on.
That's good info.
Make sure you have it first. Then go give a little jerk, and then that's it.
And you were saying you like 7-foot rods?
7-foot rods. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the 7.5 foot, for, you know, on the up and down. I mean, you know, casting out, doing all that. I start going a little longer.
Sure.
You know,
when you're needing casting distance, you go longer. But when you're dropping straight up and down, keep the leverage in your favor.
Exactly.
You know,
just like with any big fish. You know, same techniques. You know, just less pulling.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Great question. And man, that was a deep dive on hooks. How about one more text before we jump back into the phones? Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 213-432-1090. This text is, good morning, guys. I love halibut fishing. Since they don't really school, how are you finding your halibut? Also, do you switch baits under certain conditions, or do you have a go-to? That's all from Steve in Encinitas.
Halibut. We go to a lot of the you know, spots where we find them quite a bit. Now, do they school? No, they do school.
Okay.
You know, when they spawn, you catch one, usually there's more around. And so, I mean, it's like you can keep drifting the same area as many times you get bit. I mean, like I said, there's probably one spot where we had 6 halibut on at once. And I mean,
no kidding.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
They were like looking around like, well, we lucked out and found the mother load, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's more than half the boat bench at the same time. Right. That's pretty cool.
Right, yeah, we had like 9 people on it. Looking at my crew member, and I'm like, oh, it's biting, you know.
What about baits for halibut? Is there one thing, you know, if there's been some halibut around and you're going, is there one thing that you're more fired up to have than other? Is it squid? Is it sardine? Is it chovy? Is it mackerel? Like, what's the bait that you're the most confident when you're going halibut fishing?
So, you know what? The most confident, it's like when the squid's around, you want the squid.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they bit the squid more, but light line. Light line with anchovies is always been key. Like, we've done it.
What's light? Because you're a heavy line guy.
Like 12 pounds, 15 pounds.
Well, that's real light. Okay.
Yeah, like just.
I mean, light to Chauncey might be 30. Right, you know.
When I fish halibut, and it's on squid like 20, 25.
Okay. Okay.
And then once we start fishing like that live bait, anchovy sardines, I like to fish at that really light line, 12 to 15 pound test.
Heavy bass gear type stuff.
Okay. And I think it makes all the difference sometimes. Okay. You know, I mean, I know fishing anchovies, and I have everyone heavier line. I mean, and I tell them to start dropping, like, the ones with lighter line kind of get bit better sometimes. So.
And what's your favorite way to fish a chove on a halibut?
Oh, reverse dropper loop.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, reverse dropper loop. That's how I always
tie a dropper loop, put the sinker on the loop, put the anchovy on the bottom.
Right. That's it.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, drag the bottom real slow. The boat's not moving much. I mean, make yourself be your own, you know, your best opportunity. So,
are you guys usually drifting when you're doing that kind of fishing, or are you on the anchor?
We most of the times we're drifting.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, most of the time
that sounds fun.
Yeah, always fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's a big halibut for you guys in Channel Islands?
Oh, 30 plus. I mean,
oh my God.
30 plus. We probably had like 2 in the 30s this year.
That's so cool.
And I mean, I'll never forget this one stop. I mean, I meet a sea bass, and I'm like, oh, I found him. I dropped. I must have missed him. Oh, I had to have missed him, but we dropped him. We hooked 3 fish, just doom, 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 doom. So, like, we're bidding. I'm like, they were all halibut.
No way.
They're all, like, 20-plus pound
fish.
That's
so rad. I really dig it. I dig that, and I dig just thinking that you're doing that with 10 guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's a light load. Like, the excitement's got to be so high.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
You know, like you said, you know, just that one little flurry, you bit a third of the boat's bit. You know, like, that's cool.
I mean, we've had times where the whole boat's bit, and it's just, I mean, that's what I live for.
That's why you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, the adrenaline is like, sometimes I'll have my other crew member, need you down there too. So they're all bit. I'm only running around. Once those fish come up, it's like they all start floating at the same time.
Sure.
So it's just
everybody's freaking out. They want their turn. Like,
they're just gapping, you know, one fish after the other.
I love it.
No, it's pretty awesome.
That's cool. Very cool. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. More with Chauncey from the CJ. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'd like to invite you to share your passion for outdoor recreation at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Hall Family Shows. Join us at the Bart Hall Show February 16th and 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, international hunting and fishing lodges, hundreds of seminars, and a full day of real family fun. But while you're at our shows, you need to stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California to find out what you can do to stop the unnecessary ocean closures within the California 30 and 30 campaign. It will restrict your access to sport fishing in the ocean probably forever. All we want as anglers is a voice in the process. Environmental extremists are shutting us out. Join thousands of other California anglers and become a member of CCA Cal. Check ccacal.org.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Abide, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. I'm Captain Chauncey Priel from the CJ at a Channel Island Sport Fishing, having a great time talking sea bass, talking halibut, talking coastal fishing, and Dorado and Bluefin too, for that matter. If you want to get through and join us, there's still time. We have two phone lines available for you, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, and still plenty of time to get your text through. Lots of great texts here coming up in this this last segment. And again, giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a handmade Anza fillet knife and a gift certificate of $100 to Sushi on a Roll. Thanks to our buddy Jeff Roberto for that. Again, a couple of great prizes. And hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the phones, talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, the CJ is the perfect size boat to throw a family party, your kids, your grandkids, your friends. Nothing like fishing, eating pokey, sashimi, pulled pork sandwiches. The islands are super close, and the wind is at your back on the way back. It's the perfect place to take your kids, and the CJ is the perfect platform for that.
And well said. I like the idea, too. I think that makes it such a fun thing when, you know, you're planning out the food that you bring, especially you put a little charter group together of just your buds. Like, I love the whole deal. I think that was very well said.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. I very much is too. I agree.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's jump back. You know, this one was from Darren Minifee. It's like, says, hello, Rick and Captain Chauncey. I only have fished rockfish in November and December traditionally. How is the rockfish turp fishing in terms of number and size in April when she opens back up again?
You know, I mean, nobody could be certain. I mean, it could be big, it could be small. I mean, there's really no telling. It's just we hunt for big, and we fish and hit spot after spot so we find where the fish are at that are larger. So I mean, could I tell you? No, nobody could.
Sure.
I mean, before when the first closes were, we'd come back and fishing would be great. Now it's just a little different. We just gotta find them. So
what's the most common rockfish you guys catch in your zone and most common way to catch them?
Common. The rockfish, it's all bottom. We fish, you know, dropper loop, two dropper loops on whatever depth it is going to be depending on the size of the weight. Squid, you know, I always tell everyone put a 1-1. Anchovy in the bottom hook, sardine, squid on the top. But, it depends. It could be blue bass. It could be red. There could be vermilions. It could be chuckleheads. It could be grouper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I mean, there's nothing certain, and there's not anything certain until we start fishing.
Sure.
And we figure it out what's biting.
And so there's such good, relatively shallow, hard bottom, good rockfish fishing in your neighborhood.
Right.
Like, what would you? I mean, I know it's not even fair to ask you because I know that it varies so much. But what's the average depth that you guys are fishing your rock cod in?
Depending where we're at, I would say I'll say 200.
Mm-hmm.
200. I mean, if I go to certain places, it's 3+.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just the area. But I see locally about 200,
okay.
250.
Got it. So. Okay, good answer. Another good text came through. This is from Gary Nelson in Fallbrook. Said, when you're driving down the coastline, is there a prime depth to be searching for ghosts? He said, same deal if you know, he's only got an up and down. So if you have to pick away, kind of run us through your approach, and is there a prime depth, or is that totally related to where the bait's at?
I would stick to where, like, majority of the bait's at, but I would stick to where it's relatively shallow, between 6 to 15 fathoms, and just look in that area. You know, just keep going and searching right there, and trying to figure out and see if, you know, there's a big score on those bait balls.
And when you run that over on your up and down, do you know right off the bat, like, man, that's it, that's sea bass? They mark you know distinctly enough that, right, you know that's what that is.
Right. Yeah.
And then you kind of touched on a little bit before, but you know, when guys are fishing bluefin, they'll talk about when the bluefin comes on the screen, sometimes it's really tightly packed together and it maybe does or doesn't bite, and there's other times where it's really fluffed out, and you know those ones are more likely to eat, or they're settled in and they're happy. Does sea bass mark the same way? Like, when you run over it, do you have an idea based on the signature on your fathometer that, hey, this is going to be better than others?
No, you know, so the signature, it's not the signature. The signature shows you what the fish are. I mean, different schools show you different signatures, but if I can keep running over that school, uh-huh, that's what gives me the indication that they're more willing to bite.
Okay.
If not, they're more sketchy, they're running.
Got it.
I mean, it's harder for me to find them. It's harder for me to get on those fish a second time. And so, I mean, that's why sometimes you only got one shot.
Sure.
So, but if I can keep meeting these fish, I really know. I got a shot.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna keep putting them through.
Right, exactly.
And in your run and gun style, are you often hooking onesie twosies, and then you get back on them ones and twos again, yeah, or are you often bending the whole boat, or does it just not? Is that not fair to say?
You know, once it's just like ones and twos,
okay.
Once it slows down, and you know, like, I'll put the whole boat on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're in the water, like. And everyone knows, like, those fish, or they want to eat.
The adrenaline's got to be so high when you know, especially if you've hit a school or two, and, you know, I'm sure you can hear it in your voice. You know, you got to be fired up on the PA when you run over them and you see them coming across the meter, and you're telling everybody to drop. I mean, the adrenaline for everybody's just got to be spiking.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you fish for me, yeah, absolutely. I mean, some people get over it. Some people are like, he don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's looking at. So, you know, they lose that. You know, they lose out that
enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly. So, but the ones that know, they once they hear me, and they're like,
"Oh,
it's on." Oh, yeah.
Chauncey's fired up. We're about to kiss him.
Oh yeah, you know, it fires me up.
That's cool. Yeah. I dig it. All right. Well, great answer. How about we jump back into the phone? This time, talk to Mike. He's calling us from La Habra this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
So, Mike,
I just wanted to call in a fish report for you guys.
All right.
I've been getting some white sea bass this week, along the inner breakwall in Long Beach, the old Navy breakwall. It only at night, and I've been using a white caddy, throwing iron.
Okay.
Nice.
Right on. Well, nice going, especially in a little funky time of year. Way to put a good catch together. Mike, that's great. Congratulations, and thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, another good text came through. This one was Brett, Brett in Huntington Beach. Hi, Chauncey. What about gear? Is gear available through the landing or through the boat? He had a question about, I know you do mostly full days, but we did touch on it. Can we charter the boat for an overnight trip?
Gear, you could rent out gear from the tackle shop. Yeah, they do a good job to clean the rods up, put a new line on there. So you get the rods. I believe rods are $15 or $19. But they can take care of you there.
Okay.
And as far as overnight, you'd have to get with me. I like to speak with anybody who wants to do overnight first.
I'll bet.
And, you know, so they understand what they're stepping into, and you know what I could provide for them. So,
mm-hmm,
if you would like to do that, just get me and my phone number. It's on my website. Well, it's on my Facebook. And other than that, if you wanted to just do a regular 4-to-4 you can get at me, or you can get with the landing. Don't matter.
Okay. Appreciate it. And then where does somebody find you? Is it under CJ Sport Fishing?
Yes.
Is it under your name? Like, how do we find you on Facebook?
Yeah, CJ Sport Fishing.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Hey, appreciate the call, Mike, very much, and nice going on the sea bass. Another good text came through from John in Upland. My question's for the captain. How many crew members do you typically run on your trips? I love the intimate style that the boat provides.
There's two of us. One on deck, and one captain running the boat. So obviously, if we're doing overnights, then we'll have two captains and two crew members. Well, four crew all together. So.
And you were telling me during one of our breaks that you're going to potentially be doing a little bit of six pack drive, and also one of your kind of co-captains and buds, like who fills in for you when you need your relief and vice versa. But there's going to be some opportunity doing some six pack fishing as well.
Right. My buddy Steve Chesley. Go back a long time with the gentleman, and he has a deep six, and he'll be running my boat. I'll be running his boat. We just, whatever we could do to just, to make the business better, you know. So I'm here to help him. He's helped me, and push on forward and, have fun on both our boats. So.
But there might be times when you do a six-pack on the deep six that you're driving the boat, and there's times when you need a relief run that he might be driving the CJ.
Right, absolutely. Okay. Right.
And does that book out of the same landing? I mean, would you guys do that? Or?
Well, right now I believe he's at another landing. But if you can contact him or myself, and we're gonna sort all that out moving forward here. But he's good to go already. And right now I believe he's at another landing.
But, another good choice coming in the future.
Right.
Just another option to fish with another good guy in your zone.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, we appreciate that. How about we jump back into them, talk to Todd. Todd's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks. I had two questions, one for Chauncey and one for both you guys. And I know we've been talking a lot of white sea bass, and the question is regarding that. So Chauncey, when you're fishing Anacapa and you mark a school of sea bass, how do you decide, or do you throw the anchor, or do you just kind of fish on the drift? You know, I don't know if you fish both, but if you could talk a little bit about your decision to drop the anchor. And then, my question for both you guys, is regarding an old video that I saw with Pete Gray on Let's Talk Hookup and Brandon Hayward. They were fishing sea bass. And this was a number of years ago. I don't know if you've seen it, Rick, but essentially Brandon is showing Pete Gray how to fish using a balloon. He'd blow up a balloon as a floater, or he had a bobber, and he let it drift out 50 feet from his boat, and then the line went down. And it was a way to kind of get the line away from your boat to fish sea bass. Is that a relevant technique in today's fishery? And do you guys use a balloon or some type of bobber to fish sea bass?
Right,
I'll take my question off the air. Thank you, guys.
Right. No, I've heard about the bobber and balloons, but we over here, we don't do it. I mean, can we do it? I mean, I think we have so many passengers on the boat that it'd be tough. It'd be a tough way to do it. I mean, if we're on the anchor, that'd probably be the only way we could. But We don't use that technique. I'm sure it's efficient, but not efficient for our boats.
You're right that the balloon offers you a challenge, and that the balloon is affected by the wind, and current affects the other line.
Right.
So you have one line that might be more affected by wind, so one line is going one direction, and then all of the other lines that are not fishing that way are affected by the current, which could potentially be going the other direction.
Right.
So like you say, in a sport boat atmosphere, the potential for tangle can be high.
Right, absolutely. And fishing these fish, I mean, if I fish them and I find them and we drop, I will drop the anchor depending on the condition. If there's not a lot of condition, if it's not raging current, and we get bit and I see this school is just, I mean, I got a few hanging, I'll throw it over to give it a shot.
Uh-huh.
But it's all if it's raging current, no. I mean,
you get those fish and
you're
trying to get back on.
Right. But if we're bit and you could feel, sometimes you just got to feel for it.
Yeah, if you feel like you got the school stopped and they're on you, you're going to stay there. Otherwise, if you just pick off a couple, you want to get back on them.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, well said. Hey, and a great phone call. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves that custom and the fillet knife, as well as that $100 gift certificate to Sushi on a Roll. More Let's Talk Hookup. Come by to your 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Hi, it's John Ireland from Rancho Lanier Resorts. Come join us at the Bart Hall shows this coming February at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be a great time. Look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a fun show, Chauncey. Again, great call, great fishing, great info. So let's find out who's winner. We got a caller or texter going to win that fillet knife. Chauncey, do us the honors of flipping our prize coin there.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we have a caller today. So congratulations, Brady from Costa Mesa. You've got yourself that gift certificate. Congratulations, Brady. I know you're going to have a great time with a sushi on a roll and that killer Anza fillet knife. Chauncey, can't begin to thank you enough. It's a long way to come down. We really appreciate it. I love talking, CJ. I think you guys do such a great job. One more time, give us the rundown. Somebody wants to come fishing with you. Somebody wants to book a charter. Timing, years, how do we do it? What give us the whole rundown.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get at me through my phone number. You can go to my Facebook. You can get at the landing as well, and they could take care of if you want to fish with me or any of the other fleet. So it's pretty basic. So you can go to Channel Island Sport Fishing and look into a website, and they can take care of it, or you can get at me through my Facebook. So my phone number is 805-827-0170.
One more time, your number?
805-827-0170.
Cool. And we call it you direct if we're going to do a charter?
Right. Okay. Right, yeah, direct
or the
me
landing.
Or the landing. Okay. It don't matter.
And your gut is telling you we're going to have sea bass in March this year.
That's, I don't want to jinx it.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm hoping that. That's what I'm seeing.
I love it. All right, yeah. Chauncey. Well, great job. We really appreciate it, and can't wait to come fishing with you. And March is around the corner, man, so we want a sea bass report. When you start catching them, call us and keep us up to date, and we'd love to have you come back. Do the show again.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Great job, Chauncey. Appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing are going to be hanging out talking about our favorite yellowtail destination at Cedro Sport Fishing and a couple of great friends to do it with. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle talking about the big Fisherman's Landing in-store sale. We've been hearing spots about it February 11th and 12th. Going to be a big sale going on at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and we'll have Doug to talk all about it. Big thanks to JP for keeping us on the air. Big thanks to Adam keeping us on the app. And a bigger thanks to you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.